This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Women on ORFM Dunedin.
Welcome back to Wondering Women. You're here with Jade and another special guest. I always say special guest before we start, but it's true. Everyone that comes on is really special to me. So, I know you're in for another treat. I'm here with Caroline. Is it Caroline or Caroline?
So in English, it's always Caroline. Like, I'm from Germany, so originally it's Caroline. But I don't mind. Like, Carolina, like, I'm flexible with everything.
Ah, Carolina is beautiful. Would you like to introduce yourself? Say a little bit about yourself and, I guess, where we are.
Yes, I'm very happy to. So I'm Caroline. I'm from Germany, from Berlin. And I'm just here in Ghana with Jade right now. We met in Kumasi at a hostel and had a great time together. And now I'm visiting her in Somania, where she's for a project. So we thought we're just going to do a podcast episode. And I'm pretty excited to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you. So I guess we could start by just saying, like, where you grew up. A bit about how you got to Berlin, and just start there.
Yeah, sounds great. So originally I'm from Pirna, which is like a small city in Saxony, Switzerland, which is like close to the Czech border. It's like not the Switzerland people know. It's like Saxony, Switzerland is just like a little kind of mountain area within eastern part of Germany. So it was like former eastern part, and I enjoyed it a lot. It's a lot of nature there. It's like a lot of rivers. I've been doing a lot of outdoor sports. I did like skiing and biathlon where I was living there. And then like after graduating school, I actually went to New Zealand for a year.
It's like a gap year, right?
Yeah. So I did like a gap year in New Zealand and I loved it a lot. I actually think New Zealand is one of my favorite countries on earth. So I still wear a necklace with like New Zealand on like every day since I've been there. Jade has seen it.
No, I've seen it. It's very cool.
Yeah. And then like I came back and I went to Berlin for studying. I went to Berlin because I think Berlin is just an amazing city. It's so international. It's like the cultural melting pot of Europe. It's so many people from different countries, different backgrounds living there. It's incredible. So I went there. I studied medicine at Charité in Berlin, which is like one of the biggest university hospitals in Europe. So it's like a very big hospital with like three different locations all over the city. And I enjoy this a lot. I do a lot of global health work on the side. So I'm working in different countries, doing research projects, working on like overarching health topics. I've been working together with like the WHO for some projects as well. And now I'm here in Ghana for a research project in collaboration with the University of Development Studies in Tamale.
Mm. And can you tell us a bit about that project and what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. So it all started at the end of last year. It's like a Gavi project. So Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, is like a public-private partnership, an international organization, which has strong links to the World Health Organization, but also UNICEF, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and several like governments and like countries that are part of it. And what Gavi does is it focuses on vaccination and makes sure that vaccines are distributed equally around the world, and that many countries, especially low and middle income countries, have the means to get them. So Gavi procures them jointly, so that the vaccines are quite cheap in the end, and it gives them out to the country. So Ghana has been a receiving country for many years. Ghana has just gotten all the vaccines for free over the last years, but now Ghana is transitioning. So over the years, they started paying a bit for the vaccines, and soon they will be getting out from the receiving part to self-funded. It's kind of this transition going on right now. And the research project that I'm working in is focused on 6 different districts in the eastern Ahafo and Bono region in Ghana. And there we're looking at what the vaccination coverage is for child.
Vaccination coverage?
Yeah, coverage. So like their vaccination rates, like in the different places. For childhood vaccine.
Spread.
Yeah, coverage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just like, what is the uptake? How many people are vaccinated? And we're looking at childhood vaccines, but also the malaria and the HPV vaccination.
Yeah.
And not only looking at the vaccination rates, but also at barriers and enablers for vaccination uptake. So what are the reasons behind people being vaccinated or not being vaccinated?
Yeah. So, yeah, both the numbers of people, but also the reasons why those numbers exist.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And what brought you into this space of international health? Like, when did you begin getting interested in it?
It's an interesting question that I always ask myself as well.
Okay. One of those, like, you can't answer questions?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know, I've always been interested in like, different cultures and working internationally. I love traveling. I started traveling very early on. But I love medicine. I love like being able to help people and looking into scientific things. So I started studying medicine, but I still try to get like this international aspect in my life. And I feel like global health is kind of a perfect combination of those interests. So I never actually like really looked for it. I just stumbled into many projects and I just continue to work in the field because I think it's so exciting.
Yeah. You've had some, like, I would love to talk about some of the opportunities you've had as well. Cause you've been to Ghana now 3 times,
mm-hmm.
3 summers in a row, right?
No, it was like this summer and then it was 2 times in March.
2 times in March.
Yeah,
so last March.
And the March before
that. Yeah, so how did you get involved with this research? Like, how did you get the opportunity to come to Ghana in the first place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first 2 times I've been here, I was here not for, like, this research project, but with an NGO from Germany. And I like work in several projects on digital health and like telemedicine infrastructure. I've been working like for SATMED, which was a platform sponsored by the Luxembourgish government. And they set up telemedicine infrastructure, like satellite-based e-health services for different hospitals, NGOs in low and middle-income countries.
So e-health, is that the records keeping of?
It's a lot of things. So it's just like using digital means for health purposes. It can be for like patient management. It can also be for research purposes or having like telemedicine, so like online consultations, or just like sending results from one clinic to another that other people working there can also have a look at it. If you, for example, don't have a specialist working in those areas. So it's a very broad term. It can also mean like e-learning, for example, like online learning and training.
Okay, I get it.
Mm.
Mm. So you had very specific opportunities into travel, right? That like brought you here. And how did you first like, I guess, get an opportunity to travel for global health? Like, how did that first happen?
I feel like during my studies, I started like working on several projects just on the side, and I always apply for a lot of like scholarships and doing internships. So when I was in my first year, I did like a research internship in Peru in South America, which was pretty cool. There I was working like on a research project in a hospital, and I think got the first time to experience like really the healthcare system in different countries, which was very exciting for me, and I loved it a lot. And then I just wanted to work on topics related to global health. So I got involved in like this project that I talked about with like the telemedicine platform. And I went to Ghana with that. I also went on another internship in New Zealand, where I stayed in Tauranga, and I love my time in Tauranga, working in the hospital there.
And that was the second time. Like, so Carolina came in, what year? After high school.
Oh, yeah. I came after high school for like a gap year.
And then came back with this internship.
Yeah. Yes, I came back because I had like so many friends still there, and I just love the country. And I experienced it before, like from a general living kind of side, but I also wanted to see like the medical part of it.
So that's what brought you back in time?
Yeah.
I see. And on from that, did you have another internship experience? I kind of cut you off.
After that, like being in New Zealand, then I was in Ghana, and on the side I've been working on several projects. I've been collaborating with the World Health Organization's Youth Council. I've been writing like a youth declaration and creating healthy societies. I've been like to Geneva a lot of times, like with this kind of work, and which was also pretty exciting. And I went on like several like summer schools related to global health in Europe. Like I was in Paris and in other places, which is quite exciting, and some conferences.
Wow. Yeah. You've mentioned you like conferences.
And now conferences.
Do you have advice for people who might also benefit from them, how they get involved, find them? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's always the hardest part. Like there are a lot of opportunities out there, but you just have to know where they are and how you can apply, what like the conditions are. So it's a lot of like desk research, I would say. If you don't know people who did it, you have to put a lot of time into like researching different opportunities, and then just like dare to apply. I think that's the one thing. Like in the beginning, I was so reluctant. I was like, oh no, why should they take me? Like, why should they give me the funds for doing stuff? But in the end, it's always about just trying it out. And if they don't take you, then don't take you. Like, what do you lose? Maybe like an hour of time for the application, but.
That's good advice. Especially for young people that might be listening and in that space of like not knowing how to do things they enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take those opportunities. Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't apply, I guess you don't have the opportunity.
Yeah. And you will never know if they may have took you it. Yeah. So you don't know.
So you've also done a bit of travel outside of projects as well, right? Just kind of solo travel. Can you share a bit about that? Where you've been and like what you've done?
Yeah, like usually, and over the last times, I usually just combine projects with traveling. So I always went left for longer times because I don't like going somewhere for a very short amount of time. Also like with flights and like all the carbon emissions. So I try, when I go somewhere, I try to spend some time to like do a project and then like also take time for traveling. I think the first time I went somewhere, it was actually also for a project. It was like when I was still in high school. I went to Canada, into the temperate rainforest in British Columbia with an environmental organization, from Germany. And that was pretty cool. We were just like 15 people in the middle of the rainforest, like 400 kilometers apart from civilization. That's very exciting. And I think that was like my first glimpse into, oh, wow, like different places can be so interesting. And also like traveling and experiencing journeys like this, they change you so much and let you grow so much. Just realizing how different people think and how different systems work. I think that was very, very interesting and got me into all the other different projects I did and traveling around.
So that started your journey.
Yeah.
Kind of, I don't know, hit a light bulb on your head, right?
Yeah.
And you were how old?
I was like, there in Canada, I was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is an amazing like age to start,
mm-hmm.
Start exploring and finding your passions. Like, that's really cool. I mean, you can start at any age.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. I think it really set you on a path towards where you want to head. Yeah, that's really cool. And you also mentioned that you have some interests on the side, like poetry. Could you share just what you do outside of the kind of global health space, like what your fun leisure activities are?
Yeah, sure. I have a lot of interests. I also told Jade, like, if I would not have studied medicine, I could have studied like 10 different things because I love so many things so much. I think I'm just a person who gets excited very easily by different things in different areas.
We're similar in that way.
I think so. Definitely. Yeah. So I love dancing. I am a passionate dancer. I do like the standard Latin dances like cha-cha-cha, rumba, waltz, foxtrot, like slow fox, a lot of different things, but also like the Latin dances like salsa, bachata, kizomba, merengue, all of those. I enjoy that a lot. Also like in Berlin where I live, there are so many outdoor open dancing spaces where people just meet and dance in the summer. That's very cool.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah. That's nice. And I love doing outdoor sports. Like where I grew up, I did skiing and biathlon in the mountains, which like biathlon, it's a very European thing to do, I would say. It's like you ski, you do some rounds on the ski, and then you just have to be very still, and then like you shoot targets, and whenever you fail the target you have to do another round. So that's why you have to be like very good at shooting so that you don't have to do more rounds. So it's like a combination winter sport thing.
You shoot while you ski?
No, like you ski and then you take a break and you shoot like standing or lying down, and when you fail you have to do another round.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, I think it's a very European thing to do.
Yeah.
But I love that I did that. And I love hiking as well, and biking and swimming and just, yeah, being out there in nature. I did a lot of hikes as well in New Zealand. Like, mm-hmm. I did some of the great walks, which I really enjoyed. Yeah, apart from that, I love, like, writing and poetry. When I was smaller, I did a lot of writing. Like I wrote like little stories and poems and just kind of flattened a bit because I'm just so busy and I don't really have time for doing it, but I enjoy it a lot. And I also like acting, like theater. I love like improv theater and things like this. When I was little, I always wanted to be like an actress. Now I'm just doing it a bit on the side and I really enjoy doing it.
Wow. I see what you mean. You really are in so many different areas. Wow. And you mentioned that you wrote a poem once at a stand-up poetry kind of like workshop.
Yeah, like I did a poetry slam workshop just some weeks ago in Italy, like before I came to Ghana.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Oh, could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's very nice. Poetry slam is basically everybody just writes poems. You can write them at home or you do like a workshop and you just all come there. And then you write like together. Everybody just writes what comes to mind, basically. And then you just slam it, you know, it's like you go on stage and you just talk about it and you kind of, you can perform a bit as well. You don't have to just read it. You can also perform a bit. And I like it because it's so emotional usually. Like people write like very interesting things, just like coming straight out of heart. And it's so diverse what people can write. And you get thinking a lot when you write. I think writing is very hard because writing means You have to really reflect on your life and what you want to write and how you write it. And it's also interesting just from a psychological perspective, because there are even studies that show if you write like just 15 minutes, everything that comes to your mind on several days a week, it can be very good for just preventing mental diseases and a lot of things, because you kind of start reflecting yourself and get into it.
Interesting. So brain dumps, I call them brain dumps.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's just writing everything that comes to your mind. And if you stop because you don't know what to write anymore, you just repeat the same word that you've written and then you just get into it again. Just to process all your thoughts and like everything, that you don't have to just deal with it like yourself in your head, but you kind of write it out and then get it out of mind.
That's really good advice, I think. So many of us need to do that and would benefit from doing that.
Yeah.
I wonder, would you be comfortable sharing the poem that you wrote?
Yeah, like it's in German, so I can't.
I understand. Yeah,
I can't really read it out.
But you, if you wanted to, would you be comfortable to say it in German and then explain? Or would you rather just explain it?
Yeah, I can maybe just summarize a bit what it was, like in English, because I don't have it with me right now. I would have to look for it. I have it somewhere in my bag because I have, like, I'm traveling with one bag for the past 3 months, so yeah. Somewhere in there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But it was about just like how life is going and that you sometimes you don't really know where you're going. If like the goal is everything that matters, of the way is sometimes also what matters most. So just thinking about so many things that you could do at the same time. I wrote something like, oh, I could go skiing in Alaska, but I could also just be on the beach in the Maldives, or I don't know, go scuba diving in Egypt. So there's like so many things you can and you want to do at the same time, but you have to kind of focus and see, okay, what's the next step? What should you do? And like, if life is like only working, or if it's just so much more, and reflecting on what is the best way to move forward and how to decide what really matters to you. And in German, we have a saying which is like höher, schneller, weiter. That's always like, you know, you have to go further up. You have to be faster. You have to go further in everything. And it's just like reflecting on that and asking if that's really what matters, or if it's much more.
And if other things are more important, like you said, the journey, just trying something.
Yeah.
And seeing if it leads to something else.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, you haven't wasted time at all. It's just, it's then influence you going down maybe a better path, or something that brings you more joy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think you never regret the things that you did, but you always regret the things that you didn't do. At least for me, it's that way.
Yeah. And as someone who, to me anyway, has taken a lot of opportunities, I think it's pretty inspiring that you're saying that.
Yeah.
Well, coming, I guess, to the end of our time, do you have a last piece of advice for anyone listening?
Yeah, maybe what I would also tell my younger self, just dare to do whatever you want to do. Don't let anybody tell you can't, you shouldn't, that's not possible. Just try it out. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Like, people always say, in Germany at least, you're very risk averse, right? So people always say, okay, what if you fall? But then I say, yeah, but what if you fly, you know? What if things work out and you will be so much happier in the end? So don't let people tell you can't. Just do it and see what happens.
Oh, that's a beautiful nugget of wisdom. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time to sit with me and do this. Yeah, I know lots of people will benefit a lot from hearing these words. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Ka kite.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the Wonder Woman in our midst. Wondering Woman on ORFM Dunedin, 10 a.m. Sundays, replayed 6:30 Wednesdays.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.